G'day, it's day 90 and finally reached Wellington from Purirua, and it was a 9 hour and 50 minute day where Rachel and I went across the tops of the hills from one called Colonial Knob and another one called Mount Kaukau. Both would have had wonderful views overlooking the ocean and some overlooking certain parts of Wellington and the surrounding suburbs, but none of that actually happened because the cloud cover. But it wasn't just cloud cover, it was some amazing amount of wind when we were descending from Mount Kaukau. We actually almost got blown over, like we were leaning into the wind at one stage, and just, it was a bit of a joke, really. It was just kind of funny and also a little dangerous kind of thing because we were very worried about where we were going to get blown to. Probably some of the windiest conditions I've ever been in. But, yeah, just a bit of a laugh. Along the way, it was good tracks and everything, and we ended up chatting to a farmer who, one of the things before we got to the farmer, we were actually walking through a whole lot of roadworks. They were moving some, or they're creating a road or extending or widening the road so they could take the large turbines, wind turbines, out to a hill site. As we were walking along, we come across some farmer who was moving sheep, him and his father, and they were, we chatted and said, hey, we're doing the Te Araroa, and they were interested, and mainly interested in the fact that they also had a piece of land that was one of about four or five farmers, they said, that were negotiating or thinking about actually providing access for the route instead of a 5K or more road walk was actually going to go across their top of their ridge. And his biggest issue was, what kind of damage or what kind of responsibility, and he was worried about people walking on his property, not because of that issue of walking on it in general, just any kind of safety aspects. And yeah, so it was interesting chatting away to him. Getting into Wellington was really cool, just the sights and sounds of Wellington, and knowing that at this stage I've made it the whole, I've got like 10 kilometers to go until the actual coast, which I'm going to try to do tomorrow. But overall I've walked the whole length of the North Island, which is I was smiling the whole way here, so I was very happy. It was a tough, long day, but extremely happy to actually complete the North Island.